It's still the same fingers, but like, ain't nothing changed.
Right, he said nothing.
He lose weight in your fingers?
I think so. I've always had, like, skinny nigga hands, though.
You was a goddamn...
Mittens.
Oh, yeah, you... Anyway. It's a wicked world we live in.
It is.
Oh, look at you. He done talked on the mic.
Feels good to be back, man.
Okay.
Full strength.
Yeah, it's real.
Full strength.
Yeah. Ain't no more guests.
Nah.
Yeah, it's over for y'all.
Unless you fucking.
This is Chizzy Chad coming again to you.
That was not Chizzy Chad. You are a goddamn lie.
Yeah.
You was a lie.
Welcome back, though, bro.
Thank you.
We're really happy to have you back, man.
It's good to be back.
Literally, not just about the podcast. We just really, it ain't the same.
Like just writing in the group text, that joint, like, nah, it ain't it.
Yeah, we don't get your messages to the next day because you sending it to us at 3 a.m.
in the morning.
Yeah.
Talking about I just went jogging. Yeah, nigga,
Bird just in the flesh. Like gapping off. They ain't got no dentist in Germany.
Nah, they got dentists there.
Yeah.
It was shut down because of COVID.
Yeah,
no dental insurance.
Johnny hit bad. I got hit bad with the COVID.
Germany, they were one of the countries like initially that got fucked.
Really? We weren't as bad as Italy, but we were bad off. Yeah, it shut down everything, but it was crazy because like right before I came back, everything was starting to reopen, so it was starting to seem like normal. And then I get back to the States,
it was another.
It's like, well, shit, it feel like it's February again.
Nah, this is not even as bad as it was. They just started doing it 2 weeks ago.
Did any military personnel die from the coronavirus over there?
None that I heard of. Matter of fact, I didn't even hear of any cases where any military personnel were actually affected. But I'm sure there was somebody out there that was, but I just never heard any stories about it.
Yeah. Fuck Jeremy. But anyway.
Chill, B.
Yeah, well,
damn. Well, glad to have you back, man. It's been 8 long months.
8 months, bro.
Bro, I counted.
What exactly do you do in the military?
What I did over there, or what I do in general?
What did you do? What did?
So I can't I can't talk about what I did over there.
What did my taxpayer money pay you to do over there? That's for 8 months.
Something is classified.
Yeah, it is. That's what I'm trying to see, you know, how I can...
First of all, they had you in a BMW.
Pushing that joint every day.
M Sport.
The Autobahn.
You see, the BMWs over there are like Honda Accords here.
I don't want to hear that shit.
It is. They are. Those and Mercedes is like everyday cars for them. Because they're made there.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. You know,
they'll say it's like a Honda because Hondas ain't made.
It's a 4 or 500.
It's a cruise. Anyway, man.
So look, man, there's a lot going on in the world today, man. And it's crazy, man. It's disheartening.
Wicked world.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Like I can't even find the right words for it, man. Like it almost feel like it's 1955, 1960 again, man. Like, and granted, of course, none of us were alive during those times, but we
shut up.
we've heard stories, you know, history books, you know, what they did report in those. But like,
that's a good statement.
I want to get y'all taken and see how y'all feel on that, man. I'm gonna start with MJ. Like, how do you feel in today's climate?
So. Obviously, the racial.
You just came back and took over.
I didn't have a job.
Being just sitting here looking like.
It is what. I concede.
That nigga just booted MJ.
Hey, look. I concede. My man back. So, obviously, racial tensions are at an all time high. It's clearly no gray area between folks. It's either you're with justice or not, or your view of justice is something different than what other people's are. The protests, some people call it rioting, some people call it a protest, depending on your stance. And really, it depends on, I don't hate to say this, it's basically your skin color. Like, it's definitely getting to the point we're on the brink of a race war. Mm. And pick a side and stand there.
It's crazy. They started sending out, like, stuff. Like, in my job, they told us, like, it's, like, crisis awareness and the, like, steps to take in case, like, people start looting and shit.
Yeah.
I said, please take this up, motherfucker, down. Like, that whole neighborhood that I work in needs to just
the funny looted. Thing is, yeah. I'm off work and I get a text from the director. We've got a conference call. I said, I'm on vacation. He said, be on the conference call. So they got the same thing. If looting, rioting happens near your store, go ahead and shut it down. I said, all right, tell the assistant manager I'm on vacation. Yeah.
2020 ain't letting up.
Nah.
We got 215 days left.
2020 yeah. is not letting the fuck up yeah. at all. Not, I mean, so much has happened within the 5 months of the year already.
Right. Already.
We ain't even halfway through the year, and we have experienced a year's worth of shit.
Probably about 5 years.
Yeah, about this. You almost a decade, like, bro.
All we can sit here and wonder to ourselves is, what's gonna happen next?
Yeah,
I can tell you what's gonna happen next, Black.
What?
There's gonna be another nigga killed next week, unjustifiably. It's the cycle of the continuity of what's been happening forever. Every 2 weeks, you can expect to read the next headline: Black man killed. Whether it's by a cop, whether it's by a white man, we just, you know that it's gonna happen.
What's sad is that's the expectation. You know what I mean? Like, that's what, not saying that's what we look forward to, but it's almost kind of like we know that the chances of this ever ending is nowhere near in the near future. You know what I mean?
Right. Because not only that, like, let's just, like, not trying to be real. Only reason we know about George Floyd because it was recorded. It's a lot of this shit going on that we don't see or hear about because if it wasn't recorded, they're not going to report it in the news.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So outside of maybe their local newspaper or something like that. But this shit is happening all the time. We keep thinking there's a time where it stopped and then it just keeps happening.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? But then we can't be angry about it either. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
And it is crazy because, like, just the George Floyd case, like, I'm sitting there looking at the video, and still to this day, like, the video's probably been out for what, a week now, maybe not.
I ain't watched the whole thing. I ain't watched the whole thing yet.
Right. That's exactly what
I cannot watch the whole thing.
I have not watched that whole video.
I've never watched it. I've seen screenshots and stuff of it, but I can't watch it.
Like, they said for at least
8 minutes.
8 minutes. This officer's knee was on this man's neck.
The video I seen was nine, and I watched every second of it. And I cried at work.
And I can understand that. I definitely can understand it. I got to the point where I was watching it, and I was maybe 2, at the most 3 minutes into the video, and I just had to exit out of it because I got to the point where
I was pissing you off.
Yeah, not like I was emotionally involved. Like, it's almost like I wanted to cry, but then at the same time, I wanted to fuck some shit up. You know what I mean? Just looking at that, because I'm like, I once was a police officer, never in my training have we ever went through a scenario or they told us how to arrest a person like this. Like, never did they teach us to put our fucking knee on another person's neck to subdue the person being arrested or anything. So I'm like, where the fuck are they learning this shit from? Gotta be their Klan meetings or some shit.
Yeah.
It got to be.
He looked, and you know, he had his wife was like Asian. Could the bitch leaving him?
Apparently, I don't know how true it is, but apparently the Asian cop
is his brother-in-law. Or something like
stupid.
Yeah,
is his brother-in-law, like, yeah, that he's married to his. Like, what the fuck, man? Like
Jesus. So the good cop discussion we had. Are there any good cops?
Of course.
Out of those four people that were there,
out of them,
like, I mean, period. Like, out of those four. Somebody will say, he's a good cop. Well, how can you justify that when they didn't even try to stop the dude?
Dude, I don't get how anybody could say any of those cops were a good cop. Are good cops. Mm-hmm. I mean,
being silent is being complicit?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You stand there and see a nigga getting killed,
And I think that's why a lot of people are saying that those other three officers should be charged as well.
They're accomplices.
Because if you murder somebody and we're there, and we're going to get charged.
Absolutely. Yeah. You might not get the same time I get.
Yeah, no. we're accessories.
Absolutely.
I might get the most because I'm black. The blackest.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what Jay said.
It's debatable.
Well,
yeah, I'm lazy.
Yeah, I'm already a risk.
But like, flight I see risk. You ever flown? Nah, you just went to Houston like the week, right?
Yeah.
But I seen a quote earlier today or yesterday saying it could be a 1,000 bad cops and 101 good cops, but as long as there are 1,000 bad cops, there's 1,101 bad cops. Yeah. Because you can't all just 101 just can't keep ignoring the 1,000 and not turning them in or anything.
Absolutely.
Letting them get away with the shit they're doing. It's a disgrace, like, because I grew up, like, I told you, I got wrongfully arrested for no fucking reason, still got charged with something just because I got angry that I got wrongfully arrested, so I got a disorderly conduct charge. That's a stupid shit. That was in 2010. It's 2020 now. That's even worse.
It is.
Trump coming in office and shit get just, like, all fucked up, you know what I mean? So.
Absolutely. And then, you know, I don't even want to get this man no attention, but for him to tweet that shit once the looting starts, the shooting starts, or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Then he tweeted.
Then he tried to backtrack on it. I mean, like, when people loot, that's when people want to protect themselves and shoot. Nah, nigga, meant you going to send the government in there.
Yeah, you just said
you literally just said that. We're taking a stand.
And, okay. Right. And honestly, like, I do think the rioting stuff is probably getting out of hand or whatnot, and I'm not gonna say that it's unnecessary because I can't tell anyone who's frustrated, upset, or angry about what's going on. I can't tell them how to express themselves. They feel like that's what they got to do to get their relieve their stress or whatnot. To me, it's better them fucking some shit up versus going out there and trying to kill a cop. So, you know, I'm not gonna say they shouldn't be doing it, or they shouldn't be doing it. But I understand it. And there comes a time where, you know, this protesting shit, like, folks are getting tired of just going out there protesting and marching. Like,
hey,
that shit,
killing us! Right, stop killing us!
That shit that our ancestors, you know, grandparents and shit did in the 60s, we can't expect that shit to work in 2020. Like,
it never worked.
It never
worked. It never worked.
Your boy, where your boy Martin Luther King at? Peacefully protesting. What'd they get him?
He'd be 100 years old.
Goddamn hole. I hate to say it.
That's the part that's been baffling to me. They talking about, so I've seen a lot of whites that have said, yes, we are outraged too, but now is the time to peacefully protest. But let me tell you something, motherfucker. Colin Kaepernick, when he was taking the knee on the sideline, y'all said he was disrespecting the flag when his main stance was police brutality. That's what he was peacefully protesting because he had a platform that he could reach people on a national scale.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That was a peaceful protest.
And you know what?
And he didn't like it. Well, guess what? We're going to burn down Target. I mean, that's what my brothers and sisters are saying.
Yeah.
But not only that, a lot of people don't even, this for the motherfuckers that think this isn't the answer. A lot of times, probably 8 times out of 10, these riots and shit start off as peaceful protests and get pushed over the limit. Because then the cops and stuff come out there spraying their mace, using batons and shit, and then now niggas got to get reckless.
Let me tell you something. You show up to a peaceful protest in riot gear.
You already
you
inciting.
You already are asking for some shit to go down.
Little ass shield.
No, I mean, so you come out there, you got your shit going on, you come out here with your tanks and shit because some motherfuckers got, you know, Black Lives Matter on a piece of cardboard, and that bothered you. That was a peaceful protest. You came out there and you antagonized the situation. Now, I'm not saying law enforcement shouldn't show up because, of course, you know, you want to be able to keep some type of order. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it could be done. I think it could be done, but cops already want to smoke.
I'm not going to lie to you. I know for a fact I got out of the law enforcement business at the greatest time that I got out.
Yeah.
Because if I was still a cop in Norfolk and motherfuckers was riding and going crazy in Norfolk.
You in the car.
No, today would have been the day I said, hey, Sarge, you can have this badge and you can have this gun.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. And I would have been calling my supervisor in Goldsboro, bro. I need some orders.
It's funny you say that because the police chief of Norfolk is out there with the peaceful protesters holding the sign. So he's out there protesting. You talking about,
is it still Chief Boone?
Black dude, I don't know.
Yeah, black dude, yep.
Yeah. Him. He got two little stripes on his uniform.
Yeah, like it's crazy, man. Like I feel like folks, anybody that's not black would not be able to relate to how we feel. Like, and truthfully, that's just how I feel, man. Like, anybody that's out there saying like is better ways, is other alternatives,
tell me what they are.
That's where my struggle was.
And nobody offers a better way.
I messaged
y'all.
It's just
not this way.
Yeah.
I messaged y'all to vent because I told y'all I was struggling. Mm-hmm. And black, it's as a result of what you said.
Yeah.
In my work environment, currently I'm the only African American there.
Because they laid off everybody else, right?
Some shit like that happened. I'm going into work within that environment, knowing I have no one here to share this pain with. No one here that culturally and racially understands what I'm saying. You know what I mean? And it is like, it hurts. It hurts to, you know, just knowing that I don't have that true compassion that I really will need. You can say all day, I understand. I feel you. You know, I see what you... No, the fuck you don't.
Nope.
And then even... And to be honest with you, with them trying to understand, it gets to a point where, like, it feels annoying. You know what I mean? It feels like, yeah, you're trying to understand, but, like, you're annoying the fuck out of me trying to understand because you're never going to. Yeah. But the only reason they're doing it is so they don't seem racist. You know what I mean? That's how it feels to me.
So, bringing up work... I talked about how I got promoted. So I run a store and I got an assistant manager that was already there. And like, so I let people the way I manage. You got a plan, I'm going to let you do it. If I need to add or take away from it, I will. And so the assistant manager I have, she wasn't getting stuff done the way the store needed it done. It wasn't per se me. It was me because I hand down the stuff. And I give her a list and she goes off and she goes to another associate and was like, I'm a 60-year-old white woman. I don't need anybody telling me how to do my job. Okay. So the only person in this store that can give you any type of direction is me. So you're saying a younger black dude doesn't know what he's talking about. No, that's not what I meant. My son has all black friends. What does that have to do with anything?
Right.
What does that have to do with anything? And Justin told me he probably would have body slammed her. But I had to keep a cool head because as soon as I would have blew up, it would have all fell on me. So I have to walk
you
on.
You think so?
It would have fell on me.
You don't think your job environment is they wouldn't overlook you being angry in a situation like that?
Nope. They would have been like, well, I understand your anger, but there was better ways to do it. Mm. Especially when it comes down to money. When it comes down to a store making $300,000 a week. Nope. We need somebody else in there that can handle the situation better.
Yeah, because you work at a job where they feel like everybody's replaceable. Not saying you, pretty much. Saying like
they'll find somebody. They'll make it work.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of corporations feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like...
That's why they struggle.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
You think Walmart in front? Hell no.
Nah.
Hell no. Like, Target been kicking their ass for years. it's because the bank I used to work at was in Walmart, and you would, like, every fucking week it was new cashiers. They feel like everybody's replaceable. Right.
I know this ain't got nothing to do with what we're going to talk about, but I was in Target parking lot couple of days ago, and I seen a girl walking in the parking, walking into Target, and I was like, she know damn well she's supposed to be going to Walmart. You know, cause you can kind of tell Target shoppers from Walmart shoppers. Mm-hmm. You know, she had to buy it on.
Could they look? Cause like when we go to Target, like especially the Target where I work at, white people look at me weird. Like you know you ain't supposed to be. you a big lots type. Thinking of one of y'all, if one of y'all loot a big lot, just give me a coffee table. That's all I need. Like, but yeah, like, nah, I figured. Like, because even I don't feel comfortable in Target.
Yeah,
and they don't have nothing I want anyway. Because like their grocery section is like a regular Walmart
grocery section.
Yeah,
it's like
like impossible.
You might can get a Yeah, you might can get an orange, and
you said an orange.
Yeah, you might get an orange. I tried to get some orange juice. I just wanted a bottle of orange juice just for me. I had to buy a gallon of orange juice. Now I gotta walk around like a nigga drinking orange juice at work because they ain't got no little ass bottle. That shit pissed me off. I'm surprised they got ginger ale. Cause they, you know, that's ours. White people don't drink ginger ale, do they?
Ginger ale cure COVID.
Speaking of which, COVID just disappeared.
Cause yeah,
because
only thing I seen with a mask was J. Cole.
He can't have on a mask.
That's yeah, he got lupus.
Yeah, like, yeah, first of all, he should have been the opposite. Like,
does he really have lupus?
Yeah. Yeah.
He almost died.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, like, that's why, like, he used to wear them turbans.
I didn't mean to laugh.
Nick Cannon one of the lamest motherfuckers I ever seen in my life.
But
he's a great man though. Great man.
Nick Cannon is very vocal.
Very vocal because he ain't no, like, you know what I'm saying. He is a black man.
He uses his platform extremely well. You know what I mean. Yeah. You can appreciate the nigga. You said it. He got lupus and he's susceptible to.
Yeah, he out there.
His immune system already weak as a motherfucker, and he go out there and he's protesting in the middle of the shit. Right. Somebody said if the corona numbers don't increase in Minnesota, COVID was a lie. And it's true.
Yeah. I know people who died from it, though. My homeboy, Sean, said, look, I started making funeral arrangements.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Like, I believe. He said, put Justin's name in the obituary. He deserved to be in there. I said,
that's crazy.
I laughed. I ain't going to lie.
I believe COVID is real. I just feel like folks that, If you would live a healthy or balanced, you know, lifestyle as far as like eating, exercising, all that type stuff.
At me next time, you little man. Nah, cause he tried not to look across. Yeah. Then he started staring at the ceiling. Yeah.
Nah. If you live a healthy lifestyle. Nah, that's why I be at work pissed off at them motherfuckers for not wearing masks and shit.
Cause they feel like they can't get it.
No, they just feel like I don't mind putting myself at risk. I'm like, you putting yourself at risk is putting me at risk, too.
Absolutely, yeah. That's what I don't agree with.
And they know I ain't living the best life. Like, like, I'm not at all. Like, I'm fucked up. Like, bad off. Like, you better protect yourself.
So, shit. Speaking of COVID, like, what do y'all think about...
I was peeing up there.
What do y'all think about the NBA still trying to resume a season and
please, because I'm so bored at home now. Bro, like, my dick raw right now from jacking it so much. Like,
can we talk about this?
No, but
I ain't done talking about George Floyd. I got so much more to say.
Oh, yeah.
I really feel like, so,
talk your shit.
My ask is, both y'all on live?
Yeah, I'm on
live. I want one of your viewers to tell us if rioting isn't the answer, what is?
I don't think any of my viewers would say some shit like that.
Text somebody and ask them.
So no, you're saying if rising isn't the answer,
what is the answer?
What's going to be the answer?
Yeah,
we don't.
To me, the answer is whatever gets their attention. And right now, the rioting and looting is getting their attention.
Because I don't feel like if we didn't riot or loot, he wasn't going to get arrested. I don't think he was going to get charged.
No, absolutely.
Anything.
He would have got a vacation.
It took for them
to... got fired already, but yeah.
No, I mean, he would have got a paid vacation.
Well, I'm saying he got fired 2 days before they even... Like, probably even 3 days before the riot started.
It took for them to go outside of the fucking district attorney's house and protest for him to come down and say, okay, yeah, we're going to charge him. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Had none of that happened, or they burnt...
They charging the nigga with third-degree murder and manslaughter. They damn near gave the nigga a speeding ticket for killing the motherfucker.
On live.
Like, he should have got charged with first degree.
Hey, they said is
subject
they
got, to life in prison if found guilty.
So here's
you're
the
trying
thing.
To get a nigga 5 to 10, bro.
Hey, look.
So I think the minimum for third degree is 12 and a half. 12. But the max is 25. 25.
He's going to get out of 2-1 good behavior.
So let me ask you this.
Would you a Muslim.
Now you're going to get in there and turn into a fucking skinhead or some shit.
Yeah.
But let me ask you this. Would you rather them charge... I think I already know your answer, but would you rather them charge him with first-degree murder and it comes out that there's not enough evidence, so they say, to actually convict the first-degree murder and him end up actually getting off of this shit, or they charge him with third-degree murder and he does get convicted for third-degree murder and manslaughter. He does get convicted and maybe does... 8 years.
Either way, it ain't
so
enough.
I totally agree.
Okay,
Do you want my honest, heartfelt answer?
Give him the needle.
So my honest, heartfelt answer would be: go for the first degree murder charge. Mm-hmm. Try to sentence him based on that. If we lose the battle in court, we turn it over to the streets.
You can't rely on the streets. We turn it over to the streets.
No, you can't because they kill X and let Zimmerman live.
Yeah. The streets is done.
We turn it over to Dirt Holloway Street.
Yeah, tell him, drop him off out here.
So
with no cell phone.
Yeah, right. he gonna be running for his goddamn. He gonna run the chapel.
What's your logical answer?
My logical answer would be to go for the third degree murder manslaughter charge. You know what I mean? Fuck it. Force a nigga into taking a plea deal.
Yeah.
Give him three to five.
Because here's my thing. They give him 8 years in jail. Let them motherfuckers in prison get him.
He probably died within 3 years.
Let them motherfuckers in prison get him.
But so here's my thing. Y'all seen Law Abiding Citizen, right?
Mm-hmm.
You remember why that nigga went crazy like that? Because Jamie Foxx was so worried about his record winning cases. Mm. He went for the plea deal with bruh. And bro only got, I think, 5 years or something.
Yeah.
And that's why bro went to killing folks like he did. They're so worried about, winning a case.
Mm-hmm.
They're instead of trying to convict him for what he deserved and build the best case to prove it was intentional. Because, obviously, I've seen posts everywhere describing what third-degree murder is there.
Yeah.
It's unintentional murder. That's who gets charged with third degree.
Yeah.
Instead of building a case of... why it was intentional. They're just going to try to build a case to prove it was unintentional that he deserved to be convicted of this.
Right.
They're going for the win. That's what they're doing.
Right.
They're not trying to... They're really... Because, for one, I don't feel like they thought they had a case in the first place, which is why I feel like they took them so long to charge him with something.
But what pissed me off is when they tried to come back and say, well, he had pre-existing medical conditions.
The medical examiner said that. The doctor, of course.
Yeah, but he, of course. And that may be true. He may have had pre-existing medical conditions. But I'm sure that fucking cop's knee on his neck didn't help anything.
In actuality, it aided, it speeded up the nigga dying.
Right.
You know, whatever medical terms y'all want to use.
It was an accelerant. Almost like a fucking fire.
You poured gasoline on the nigga and set him on fire. That's what you did.
Anyway.
Oh, that nigga's so funny.
Yeah.
But
the ugliest nigga we know, too.
Yeah. Fucked up my train. I almost threw up. Either way.
But yeah, That was bullshit. It was bullshit.
So, would you rather them just not charge him?
No. I'm happy. Well, I'm not gonna say I'm happy. I am not even pleased. I don't know
content.
What.
No, you can't be content.
Yeah, you can't be content.
So
I'm okay. I will say okay. I would say I'm okay with the third degree charge. I won't be satisfied until there's an actual conviction.
I don't have faith in the justice system.
I don't either. And that's why
the nigga that the lawyer that's representing this cop represented another
the nigga that killed Philando Castillo.
Yeah, and got him acquitted is who's representing this cop.
Okay. It's like that. So I guess he just seek out motherfuckers like this. The lawyer.
Well, you know there's going to be these support groups already created.
He's probably part of
the KKK that's going to fund all legal fees for anybody that kill a nigga.
I'm trying to think of the name of the organization. It's like a police fraternal order or some shit. It's pretty much like a club.
By the way, the union is like their union.
By
the way, Sheriff's Association, go fuck yourself. You'll never get another two goddamn dollars from me. Never. Mm-hmm. I'm done. And I only did it because they sent out like up to date information where you have a concealed carry permit. You get all the laws handed to you instead of having to go find them. Mm-hmm. That's the only reason I used to donate them $2. But y'all ain't getting another goddamn dime. You can go fuck yourself.
You was about to say something, bro. Like, what was you about to say?
Sure, they're going hard as hell.
What you think about me, bro? What you think about me, bro?
I had another thing.
We gotta stop this. So we lemonade. All of us got white stuff around our mouth.
So every time shit like this go down, you get into the whole Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter debate, right? Mm-hmm. Hear me out. Black Lives Matter. I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm. I understand why the movement is happening, and there deserves to be that movement to be a driving force for change. Mm-hmm. Then the niggas that say All Lives Matter, duh, obviously, we do think All Lives Matter. And I seen something on Facebook that made complete sense. You live in a subdivision, like I live in a subdivision. There's houses in that subdivision, right? If my house is on fire, when I call 911, I'm calling them from my house. Now, all the houses in the subdivision matter, but guess what? It's my fucking house on fire. I need help right now. It's the same thing. When a black man gets killed, we're not dismissive of all the lives that matter. But right now, the black life matters because we're the ones getting killed.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Like, so let niggas protest, bro. White people, I'm sorry. This ain't your time to be vocal.
You know what's crazy though?
Y'all could stand in the background and support us.
This is if not that's your what you choose to do. Vocal.
But like, I see so many posts saying like telling them like they shouldn't be quiet. So like, we need to. Like, we need to give them good orders because they probably scared to talk.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, like
you hit us with the well.
White people, shut the fuck up.
Cops kill white people too. You hit us with that. We didn't tell y'all not to go out there and protest.
Right.
It's not our fight. So we got our own shit dealing with. We ain't gonna go out there and fight for you. You gotta go out there and fight for yourself. But you know why you don't give a fuck? Because you're already the majority. Every time they kill one of our black mothers, our black fathers, you now eliminate the possibility of reproduction in the black community. So eventually we are going to be extinct. That is what y'all are going for. You're trying to wipe us off the face of the fucking map.
Talk dirty.
Talk dirty.
You on, yeah. Nah, I get what you're saying. You feel
me? Like,
that's how I'm about to start fucking white women. Again, I'm a fuck white men's wives. Like, yeah, like
white men and wives. Whoa!
All right, little hairline there, boy. but my thing is, I want us as black people to know that you caring about what your white friend thinks about you in this time of day is the reason we're having these issues. Motherfucker told me today, he said, don't beat up my white friends because I don't have many left. Fuck you and your white friends, Ryan Lee. Because I beat you up too. If they going to get disrespectful and you don't check them, somebody need to. The fuck? Don't keep telling people to go look at your post and see what these people are commenting. check their ass and tell them to stop. But nah, we rather encourage these white people that they can say what they want and do what they want. And that's why they do the shit they do now, thinking they're entitled and they ain't got no consequences.
And honestly, I'm at fault too. Because
you be letting white people say nigga, don't you?
Nah, I don't let them say nigga, but I do, especially in the workplace. Like I let a lot of shit ride, and I act like I don't hear.
You have to,
or I don't notice, or understand the subliminal messages and the undertones that they send.
You gotta pick your battles, bro.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But at the same time, it's like, If we don't say anything, they think it's okay to continue that type of behavior. And not saying that you got to get disrespectful or fuck somebody up, but I think from this point on, I will start letting, you know, people know, like, I know what the fuck you talking about, or I know what you mean, so, like, cut the shit, you know what I mean? It's not easy because of the situation that I'm in. You know, I work in a building where it's probably only two of us black people, you know what I mean? Out of 15 other, you know, white folks, you know, so I'm just rambling right now. But the shit is stressful, especially in today's time and with all the shit that's going on, because it's like, when I think about all of the shit that I've encountered or I've heard or witnessed, and I didn't say anything because I was like, shit, I'm in a position where
you can't.
I can't. You know what I mean?
Because you don't want to be that angry black dude.
You ain't. Press some charges. Press some charges.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Concussion.
Yeah, I'm good.
CTE.
Yeah.
Hold it down.
Naughty, literally. Speaking of Naughty, said you built like Jazz from Drew Hill. You know which one Jazz
is. I thought
you
were going to say Jazz from Liz.
Which one?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I thought you were talking about. I was about to say the last name.
You know, it's a lot of fat Jasmine. Now that I think about it, it is. I know two Jasmines from Liz that look like me right now. But
Google them.
Chill, y'all funny.
No, but that workplace shit, man. I remember we talked about workplace. Or work
like the dynamic of that of us being black and in amongst our white counterparts,
bro. I'm being in a position of power over any of them, buddy. It's tough.
Yeah, they like to that bitch you was talking about earlier. She called you a nigga and a slave.
Basically.
Yeah, there ain't no nigger or no slave. Tell me,
yeah.
Tell me what to do.
Basically,
yeah.
And
she said she used to tell y'all what to do.
Right.
Bro, I want you to go to work mad when you go back. no, because he told us a story before we went on air, and I'm over here madder than he is.
Yeah.
Like, the fuck? Like, this bitch.
Pretty much.
Her name Angie, ain't it?
Karen.
I knew it was a Karen. That Susan was going to be my next guest, though. Sorry, bitch.
Or Becky.
I bet her mouth fired up. She was something like
bro, she's 60.
But think about them 60. No those are the ones that love black dick though. Like those are the ones. Like
I'm gonna push
that,
you on.
You know what's crazy? The bitches that love black dick the most are the ones who saying riding ain't the answer. Bitch, you support us in the bedroom. Support us out on this goddamn march or whatever we doing.
Right,
bitch. When I take this to four. I'm gonna spoil you, bitch. Like you better come.
That's crazy.
I seen the black dude hauled ass out of the dealership showroom floor with a brand new 2020 Honda CRV on the way to his bitch crib right now.
Bro, he drove that bitch out the dealership.
He drove out the front door.
Through the window.
Spoil you, bitch.
Spoil your bitch. That was her car.
Yeah,
because if it was for him, he would have got a cord.
Matter of fact, I thought I seen him put two car seats in the back.
Oh, man.
On the way out, out the door.
Nah, that's like showroom furniture. They already had the car seats in that bitch.
He bought that bitch cash.
Like, bro, like I said, I seen the video that they broke into a Sephora. That nigga said, yes, if you got a girlfriend, spoil your bitch. I was like, yes, yes, King. You get it.
Yes, King.
Yes. But seriously, the bitches that, like I said, the bitches that suck, that want black dick so much.
They ain't out there on the front line.
Yeah.
They ain't saying nothing.
These the most racist white men love black pussy. Y'all know that, right? They be ready to throw that little $40, $60 down on that little bitch. But where they at in this? Gearing up for that Klan meeting, goddamn it. Yeah. But they love, man, y'all see Monsters Ball. It's crazy. He tore Holly Berry ass up, but he was the most racist nigga in the movie.
Didn't he kill her son? The white sheet over the head, the white cone head shit, mm-hmm. and turn into a red hat that says "Make America Great Again."
I used to think like this was all a show by Donald Trump. Nah, that motherfucker fucked up. Like, he a racist.
And bro, this is the same motherfucker that said that those Central Park Five guys
lynch him.
Yeah, hang deserved him. To be killed.
And that was like in the '90s before like this. I hate to say
that was the '80s.
The Central Park Five happened in the '90s, nigga.
I thought it was the '80s. Are you sure? Them motherfuckers had high top fades.
Niggas had that now. They had Rich Homie Quan's 5 years ago. But they got
still out. Yeah, he split the piano on that. He do like recitals and
for dare.
Jazz symphony.
Damn, I always thought he was gonna be the hot one out of the two, but yeah, Thug.
We all thought that.
Yeah, but Thug
shout out to IKEA because Young Thug Jeffrey is still unmatched.
Yeah, I wanted to tell her so bad, like, you said, or comment on the post and be like, that whole weekend we went
to the one that be on,
that shit that whole ride
up to New York and back. Like Jeffrey is undefeated. Like,
yeah.
That, cause like I remember, like I was one of the niggas, like being a nigga. I ain't listening to this goddamn album. He in there with a dress on.
Dress on the album.
Yeah, he got a dress out.
That's because he had his stick.
Yeah, that stick. Then we in the car. We going because it was the Caribbean Festival that weekend.
Uh-huh.
And he played me Webby. I don't mean what's most of the face. I said, oh, this nigga talking. Like,
yeah, Harambe still.
That's what you said. Harambe is what got me.
Yeah, he got the whole album. The whole album. Yeah. What? Yeah. Jeffrey.
Riri.
Man, look. Yeah. He said, I came in the booth.
Back to what you were saying, Black. This is why I don't like Donald Trump. Y'all always say I like Donald Trump. I don't.
This is the first time I heard you say that.
No. I've always said business-wise.
You got the root.
Business-wise, like, Donald Trump is a business-savvy nigga. But when it comes to, like, true political issues, like, he can't run the country. He's a fucking idiot. He is.
Yeah.
So, in one moment, you say, damn, the killing of George Floyd is fucked up. It's unacceptable. We can't do this. Now, my people are outraged, and they're physically showing their outrage, and you address them as thugs. These aren't thugs, Donald Trump. These are people that are fucking hurt.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But he don't understand.
These are people that are hurt. The thugs are the motherfuckers that are killing us. The cops that are killing us unjustifiably, those are the thugs.
The hoods.
And then y'all try to say, you know, it's taxpayers' money that the local government is going to use to build these places back that y'all are burning down. Well, whatever. Fuck it. Because it's taxpayers' money. We're paying the nigga that's killing us.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
So don't tell me that burning a building down is fucked up because it's your money that's going to have to build it back. Whatever.
Yeah.
Fuck it. If y'all already misusing my money, doing all this dumb shit, and then paying untrained, ignorant-ass, racist fucking cops to kill us.
Yep.
You killing the nigga that you paying. Like, I seen a cop, a black cop. He was, you know, talking about the whole George Floyd shit, right? And, like, he laid it out well. He pretty much said this was an intentional kill. Like, that cop had it out to kill this man. Reason being, one, okay, let's say you did have to get him to the ground to subdue him. You now got him handcuffed. Once a, whatever you want to call him, a suspect or what have you, is saying that they're hurt. As a cop, you are also a first responder.
You're obligated to call.
So you have them detained. Yep. Now your job, if this person is hurt, is to render aid.
Yep.
But you knelt and act like you, like, I don't, bro, this nigga was soulless. Like, most cops, most times when a cop get into it with a black person and the black person is yelling and calling out and hooting and hollering, guess what the cop's doing? They're responding back. They're yelling, they're hooting, they're hollering back. This nigga knelt there, did not say a fucking word.
Hands in his pockets.
Looking off into space. Like, all right, kept looking at, I don't know if y'all seen him look at his watch.
Bro.
That nigga looked at his watch. I don't know if he was timing this thing.
I lied to you now. When I was in the police academy, we did countless numbers of drills where we had to take motherfuckers to the ground, whether it was a dummy or, you know, a partner, one of our classmates or whatnot, take them to the ground, handcuff them. As soon as we had them handcuffed on the ground, immediately we rolled them up to where they were sitting on their butts. Like, this motherfucker, the dude was handcuffed for at least 7 minutes. At least 7 minutes. And he still had his knee on his neck. For what reason?
Right.
For what reason? This dude is literally crying for his mother.
That died 2 years ago.
A grown man. Grown man.
Nigga, he was dying.
Crying for his mother and also stating he cannot breathe. What more can somebody say or not even do? Because he couldn't move. What else could he say to get that man to get his knee off his neck?
Because there's another angle of the video, so we only see one angle of it with the cop kneeling on the nigga's neck. On the other angle, there's two of the cops kneeling on him.
Yeah.
Oh, and then one nigga standing up just watching it all ensue. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then there's even a new angle of all before that shit where George Floyd was already
in the car.
The back of the SUV. They're and they beating him up. The fuck out of him in there.
Uh-huh.
And then they drug him back out the shit.
Yeah, I remember before the video came out, they say he was resisting arrest. Right.
Right. And I seen a video where they told him to get out of the car. He got out of the car. And he was compliant with everything they were saying.
All of a fake $20 bill or $100 bill or whatever. Right.
That was not
arrested
fake.
The nigga for fraudulent forgery. Whatever but, the fuck that $20.
And you know what's crazy? I'm sure that offense is a misdemeanor.
It is.
It is.
As a person that knows, it is. It is.
It is.
Oh, you was out here scamming.
No.
They got to use a little
bit. I deal with it. It's not a felony.
He used to work in like the most hoodest store in the area.
And he used to do that shit.
Like, what? Counterfeit. I get 2, 3, 4 counterfeits a day.
Crisp $100 bills.
About this long. Yeah, it's Monopoly money, ain't it?
The crazy part is your dumb ass cashier is done put it in the register. Y'all trying to balance the books at the end of the day, you see $100 Monopoly bill.
I'm like, short.
Yeah, they cash it 5.
Yeah.
But now, like, it's the whole situation is just stupid because we're not talking about a new cop or anything that, you know, usually might be timid. This is a nigga that's been in the force for a while.
And this is a nigga that has a rap sheet longer than a career criminal. Have y'all seen that shit?
Yeah, he's got a
couple. He already murdered one Native American nigga.
He murdered a Native American nigga in 06. So here's my thing. This is another reason why I don't have faith in the justice system. Yeah. So the governor of, or the mayor, it's either the governor or the mayor of where they're at. She was the district attorney before and failed to prosecute. She didn't want to prosecute him then, too, when that happened. When he killed the Native American man.
Yeah.
She said, nah, I'm good.
He also shot a nigga in Alaska.
They got a black...
No, he was Alaskan.
Oh, was he Alaskan?
Yeah.
Same shit.
They got a black mayor or something, don't they?
Nah. It's
a white Minnesota? Bitch.
White bitch. Okay.
Yeah. No, she was a district attorney.
She's the governor. She might be the governor, yeah. I think. Yep, she's a Democrat. She's the governor of Minnesota.
Minnesota. Okay. Look, so I want to say I thought they had a
black mayor. Based on this nigga rap sheet, he should not be allowed to be a fucking security guard with a can of pepper spray.
Right.
Like, but
they, not so even they, a fucking whistle.
They had
he's still a fucking cop.
18 offenses. 16 of them were closed. 2 of them were closed with disciplinary. Whatever you want to call it, and like I'm willing to bet they were
both times it was paid leave of absence. Yeah, how bad are you disciplining nigga for paying him what maybe 60% of his full pay on leave?
He on a vacation.
Yeah, he chilling.
on a vacation. Bro, that is the only profession where you can kill a motherfucker.
And go on vacation.
Go on vacation.
And come back.
Or at the worst, just get fired.
With no consequence.
The justice system is built to protect them first. It's built to protect them first and us second.
So I was talking to my uncle Vincent, and he was telling me.
Shout out, bro. He watching right now.
Yeah, oh, for real?
Yeah.
He was like, we in our community, but not even in our communities, as black people, we have enough entertainers. We have enough celebrities. We have enough athletes. We have enough of them. We need folks, black folks, who can write legislation, who can write laws that can protect us from shit like this.
Now, niggas mad at Biden.
And that's what kills me, man. Mm. Niggas is mad at Biden. And I'm like, okay, he might not be perfect. He might have did some fucked up shit in his past or whatnot. But really, if you're not going to vote for Biden, are you saying you're going to vote for Trump? And if you're saying you're not going to vote for Trump neither, are you saying you're just not going to vote at all?
That's how Trump
got in. So you're really willing to take a chance on us having another 4 years.
You sure that's how Trump got in? Didn't Hillary win the popular vote?
She did. But enough niggas didn't vote in the places that needed to vote.
Yeah, Hillary did win
by a million, which technically ain't a lot. I know that sounds right. A lot, but
I mean, under the scale of
the world. I mean, not the world, but like she won by a little bit, but in the places that she needed to win, she didn't. Like, she didn't win North Carolina. She didn't win Ohio, which is like one of the big swing states. She didn't win that either. Yeah. Like,
she had LeBron James endorse her and still lost.
And Jay-Z.
And lost. And
Beyonce.
And lost.
And we're talking about Beyonce, the queen bitch of them all.
Oh, man.
You
know,
we not going.
We ain't never going. We not going to that brunch. We not going to that brunch.
Going to that Rock Nation.
Jay-Z, I'm sorry.
That nigga said this shit turned into Easter Sunday. Man. I'm there. Yeah. But no, but like.
Omelets.
Yeah.
Right.
But like, I get what Charlamagne, like, because Charlamagne is one of the ones who was kind of like, putting this shit on blast and everything. And I get what he's saying. Like, we shouldn't just automatically guarantee our vote to the Democratic Party. I agree with that. We should.
That's force what Justin yelled at me last
week. You won't get over that?
We should force the Democratic Party to say, hey, this is going to be our agenda for the black community, or this is how we're going to try to, you know, what is the word? Like, try to increase the awareness of what the black community is going through, or this is what we're going to give the black community to make up for the 400 plus years that we fucking oppressed them. You know what I mean?
I just feel like Joe will put better people in better positions, unlike Trump, who literally fired everybody the motherfucker.
I totally agree. But what I'm saying is, let's not just give him our vote. You know, of course, when it comes down to it, I'm going to vote for Joe Biden regardless. But let's put some pressure on this motherfucker, him and his campaign.
I'm going to vote for Joe Budden, too.
Let's put some pressure on this motherfucker. To
Joe
say,
Budden 2020.
We're going to do this.
Trump. And I hate Joe fucking Budden.
He hates Joe Budden.
Like, I want podcast beef. Like, I'll fight Joe Budden and Fat Joe. Both Joes.
He what? What Fat Joe ever do to you? I don't get him.
Go listen to a Fat Joe song right now. It didn't age well. Either way.
I was listening to Lean Back before I got here.
And it was terrible.
Use a lie.
You would have listened to What's Love before Lean Back.
Terror Squad.
Use a lie.
You listen to Remy Ma before you listen to
Fat Joe. Yeah, she real.
I laugh. Fuck Remy Ma too. I take Lil' Kim over any day.
Oh,
bro,
Remy?
Black, yeah. I got a question for you.
Okay.
And I want your most, like, honest answer.
Okay.
Are you afraid of the police?
No. And I say that only because I feel like I personally feel like I know how to maneuver out of certain situations with them because I was a former police officer. I know. Okay, if I get pulled over, if I got my wallet in the center console, hey, officer, here's my hands. My wallet is in my center console. My pistol is in there as well. would you like me to get out of the car? And do you want to go in and get my wallet? Because my pistol is in there as well. You know, or how do you want, you know, I feel like because.
Ain't no Philando Castile's here?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. You know, but I feel like being that, not saying that I'm exempt and the shit that happened to any of those other guys.
Ain't.
No, that, and that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
All you want, you gonna maneuver into six warning shots in your back.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So my pistol not, in the center.
Who's got a gun?
And that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that I'm exempt from being any of those, you know, guys that have been killed by police. But at the same time, I feel like being that I was a cop before, I kind of know the certain things to say or certain things to not do that the average black person, being that they've never been in law enforcement, don't know. You know what I mean? You get pulled over by the police, somebody that's never encountered being pulled over by the police or never been in law enforcement might just say, oh, hey, yeah, my shit is right here. And then you get an antsy fucking cop or just a nigga killer. You know what I mean?
I just feel like if a cop, if you feel like you are scared and these people are threats, you shouldn't be a cop. Like, you're going into hostile situations. You're trained for this.
Yeah.
But if your first instance is to pull out a gun and shoot, you shouldn't be a cop.
You know who, like, no offense to you or any of the cops that we know. You know who 90% of the cops are? These are
the
people.
The niggas that got picked on.
They got picked on in school, and now they get a little gun, and now they want to feel like they got some power. Your boy, bitch nigga. Hate to say it. Like, it makes sense.
You know what I mean? Y'all call that nigga though. That's
my, not trying to be funny.
That's been his nickname for 10 years.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And I think he answers to him.
What's up, bitch nigga?
Yeah, what's up?
You know what I mean? Yeah, like. But that's what I'm saying. Like, those are the people that become cops. Those are the ones who feel like that gun and that badge protects them and shields them from. They're more scared of us than we are of them. And that's why we die the way we do. Because they're scared of us. We're threatening to them. When they pull us over, they don't see the degrees that we have, the job that we have, the money that we make. They see our skin.
You're another nigga in a coupe.
Right. We're all well spoken. Even though when I get outside of work, I get to talking. You feel me?
Yeah, you
but like, talking. Like, but
except when I got a yak.
But like, when they pull me over, not only do they see a black man, they think I'm a Mexican too. So like, I got to be double scared because they ready to deport me kill me.
I mean, I'm scared.
Yeah, because they going to let off on you.
Now, okay, so I will say this. If it's just me in the car, no. But if I got my daughter, if my girl is in the car with me, yes. Absolutely. I would be very, very fearful of my woman or my daughter seeing
what may transpire.
Yes, absolutely. And it's happening
to
me.
That means you're afraid of the cops.
It's contingent, though.
Yeah,
the situation.
I think it's situational. Yeah,
we shouldn't have to, especially if you are a law abiding citizen, you should have no fear of the police.
You shouldn't. You said I'm not.
I mean, we all break the laws in minor ways.
My
we
all been bad.
We all
smoke a little weed.
Do 85 and a 50 sometimes.
Yeah, I'm doing 50 in the school zone.
I didn't have a little weed in the school zone.
I never brought my pistol to a school. I left it in the car, though.
Yeah, that's
what you
Yeah.
But it's not us that's shooting up schools.
It ain't. It ain't.
Crazy.
It's just because, like, for one, Chad ain't committing no crime.
I'm not.
Because ain't no getaway.
Like, it's got to be the last dance. if you going to commit a crime, you just know it's over. Queen Latifah.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm not going to jail for 2 years. Bro. I'm not doing 2 years in the pen.
You take that do-rag when I'm going like Cleo.
I'm gonna keep the do rag. If I get pulled over by the police right now, I'm sure as fuck dead.
Yeah, I can see Jelena shaving her head and dying in gold now. Like, dancing butt naked.
Yeah.
What? Y'all remember I said off that little bit?
I do. I'm telling y'all right now, I'm not going to jail for 2 or 3 years. No, sir.
Nah.
If I'm gone, I'm gone. I'm gone. Ain't no...
It's either death or let me go.
Ain't no in between. Yes.
Hey, I ain't gonna act like I'm the hardest nigga. Cause
I'm not.
Yeah, prison ain't
so fine. They gonna try to fuck me. I already see it. I ain't gonna.
Why? Cause you got good hair.
Yeah, they gonna want to pull my shit.
Somebody said he got thick thighs. I said, oh, you thick.
You a carton.
Hey,
you a carton.
That's what's deceiving. You ever seen them joints with thick thighs and no ass?
They
say that's just.
No, I'm thick.
This nigga rubbing his head.
Yeah, I'm thick. That's
crazy. Oh, man. I'm glad we got to end on a lighter note.
We've been on.
It ain't recording.
Oh, man.
It ain't recording nothing.
I know. We had out.
We good.
Yeah.
Okay. We good money.
Black back.
Yeah. It feels good, man. Like, about my brothers.
I already said, if you walk through here with no haircut, I was going to fire your ass up. And I'm the one with no haircut.
That's not even the worst part. I tried cutting my own hair when I was over
You
there.
Told us that, and I ain't believe it.
Bro, like, my shit was patched. You fuck up.
What made you think you could cut your own hair?
Bro, I don't know. I was like, I don't even want to edge. I just want to just cut my shit. Because my shit was looking rough. I was like, I just want to cut this shit out. I put the goddamn shit on zero. And I did the first wave. I said, oh, nah, this ain't what I wanted.
Why would you put it on zero?
Bro, I don't know.
You ever heard the lyric, fresh one blade, no chemo? Like, that's one blade is like the lowest you get for a ball, bro.
That shit was low.
I just know your shit. You not the prettiest nigga.
Bro, I was around here looking like Lil Bill. Like, my shit was bad.
Lil Durr. Oh, man.
Ah, shit. I'm low key fucked up.
I got this little bud.
But he made me hit the impression for. I hit two puffs and had to hand it back.
Take that.
Yeah, I might go get a new port.
But shit.
I'm playing.
Rest in peace, George Floyd, man. Like,
yeah, rest in peace, seriously.
For real.
Hey, look, I was going to end it on something very, very corny, but I'm going to let Chad do it.
Nah, do your thing.
I got something.
Good, yeah. Before you say your piece, this ain't got nothing to do with what we talked about tonight, but before you put him or her in a post, put him in a prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And if any of you looters get your hands on a deep freezer.
I can see you making Brunswick snooze.
I'm looking for a deep freezer and a pressure cooker.
A whole hog.
Good night.